This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today. So.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, brought to you in part by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. Great resource. Love this. We just talked last hour about energy policy related to the presidential race. That's important. When you have candidates, two, that will have their campaigns in this state in the coming days, that reminds me, we got to use this opportunity to educate them a little bit on the coal industry. You got Bernie Sanders doing two stops next week, Fargo and Bismarck. You have Bill Clinton coming to Fargo for Hillary Clinton. And these are campaigns that have said coal needs to go away. Oh, that's a really nice platform and a resource that brings us affordable energy and reliable energy ought to go away. There's a policy. What they're doing is kowtowing and pandering to extreme environmentalists. But you want to arm yourself with the facts on this and the Clean Power Plan and what this would mean for the industry, and also just a little bit about how affordable energy is here, reliable energy is here because of what's happening with coal. So find out more at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. Telephone number, Cloverdale, Big Flavor, hotline, 800-228-0550. That's the number for you to call. You can text Todd. I'm really backed up on texts, but I'm going to get to them this hour. A lot of commentary. I had a simple question at the beginning of the show that's created a bit of a firestorm here from folks. And Brian in Jamestown helped with this because Brian in Jamestown said he'd vote for Mickey Mouse before he'd vote for Donald Trump. And somebody did text, by the way, and said Mickey Mouse is a vote. You vote for Mickey Mouse is a vote for Hillary Clinton. I don't know if that means she's Mickey Mouse or what, but what I wanted to know, the question I was asking was, if you are in a camp that was other than Trump at some point in this presidential race, how are you coming on that whole unity thing? Have you come over to the Trump side? What would it take for you to come over to the Trump side? And if you ultimately find yourself saying, I can't do it, I can't vote for the guy, how do you reconcile the fact that that's essentially a vote for Hillary Clinton? And in a state like North Dakota, so relying on energy as a part of our economy, knowing what her positions are, what that would do, you know, what do you think that looks like? I don't get it. So anyway, I want your comments on that today on the program. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. Or you can also text Todd, 701-226-8503. We are in Carrington today. Proud that we have another top 10 town on our roster of great top 10 towns all across North Dakota. You notice we go to small towns for these top 10 towns? That's where the genius of North Dakota is at, right here in these small towns. Folks that are innovators that are doing neat and wonderful things, including a couple of folks that stopped by to say hi. Last time we were in Carrington, we broadcast from the Central City Auto Auction. And Lauren and Renee Hallilux are here right now. Lauren, Renee, nice to see you again. How are you?
Good.
Nice
Good
to
morning.
See you, Scott.
How's things going at the Central City Auto Auction?
Wonderful.
Busy?
Yeah, very.
Looks like you got a lot going on.
Unbelievable, yep.
And we want to tell folks about how they can participate. First of all, Renee, a Central City Auto Auction, we should tell folks what it is. Explain what you do.
Well, we are an auction for car dealers once a week. And then once a month we have a public auction with a huge variety of mostly trade-ins at the dealerships. That is open to everyone. And then a couple times a year we have this classic sale. So this one is big. We've got over 80 units next Saturday.
I'm looking forward to hearing a little bit about that. And, Mike, you guys are local, right? You're North Dakotans that are doing this. A lot of the auto auction world is mega companies, right?
Right. It was designed or it was invented down south in Georgia and Ohio, and auto auctions have just kind of moved around the country now. So it's really not that old. They started in the 30s, you know. So we're one of the only ones that do what we do here in North Dakota. So.
Yeah, that's great. Glad you're doing what you're doing. This classic auction coming up is coming this month, soon.
Yes, next Saturday at noon we start. People are welcome to stop in and check things out on Friday or Saturday. Lauren, you could name a few of the vehicles we got coming. Motorcycles, all kinds of different things.
And but first thing we should mention is this is open to the public. Anybody can go to this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's going to be wild. You're going to want to get there early, try to find a standing room probably. There's a couple of really neat units there. There's a 55 T-Bird that is just gorgeous. There's a 38 Black Ford Street Rod that is immaculate. Everything is parked inside right now. 68 Camaro, that's from a local Jamestown dealer. 37 yellow Chevy Coupe. You probably remember those. No, you're not old.
What year is it?
37.
Yeah, all right. That was a dream in God's eye.
Right.
37.
There's a 66 Ford Mustang that's immaculate. 84 Chevy Corvette. You know, there's going to be something anywhere from $5,000 to probably our most expensive one is around $75,000.
Unreal. And you're getting calls from overseas. I mean,
overseas,
so folks have noticed some of the listings you have here, and this is bringing big-time interest.
Well, yeah, you know, overseas, especially with American muscle cars, are really hot overseas, be it Australia, Ireland, Europe, anywhere in Europe. They love American muscle.
And CentralCityAutoAuction.com has all the photos, so you can see, if you heard something that Mike mentioned that is of interest, you can go online and check that. You can also...
Lauren.
Did I say Mike?
Lauren, yeah.
Looking at Mike. Yeah, Mike from Central City that Lauren is talking about here. CentralCityAutoAuction.com is the website. But it's a fun day. This will be a full-day event, I assume, with that many vehicles, right?
Yes. Yep.
Absolutely, yep.
That is, that's great. Anything else you want to tell us about?
I guess if you got questions you want to talk about a specific vehicle, you can give us a call at 652-CARS. And the other thing we wanted to plug is the once-a-month public auction. First Saturday, usually, of every month. We open it up to everyone, and you could save thousands off the retail prices of everything from the few hundred-dollar cars up to the next to new.
All right, so that's another example where the public has a chance to get in on some of these bargains like they do at this particular event, which isn't always the case. So that's awesome. Well, good luck with this, and there is online bidding as well. Some people will be able to do that if you can't actually make it there, but a process to go through there, so
we need a little bit of pre-registration on that deal, but, yeah, we'd welcome anybody.
Yeah, so you want to go that route, you can do that as well. Just can't make it to Carrington. That is next Saturday. It's a week from this Saturday, the 21st in Carrington. Huge lineup of classics, and starts at 12 noon. Full day of fun, food, beer, merchandise vendors, some awesome cars. And SS is pretty sharp, too.
Right on. Yeah. That's a Chevelle SS clone. Yeah. Beautiful car.
It is. There's a lot of beauties. Really is. You look at this list and go down the listings, and you have a little car envy pretty quick.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you both. Good to see you again.
Thank you for coming to town, Scott.
Not bad. Glad to be in Carrington. Enjoy it very much, and appreciate the good folks at Central City Auto Auction, and encourage you to check out that full listing. Lauren and Renee Hallowalk's with us today on the program, CentralCityAutoAuction.com. To find out more and check out that monthly auction as well. Good chance to check that out. All right, let's see here. Let's go to Larry in Grand Forks. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Larry, tell me.
Yes, this is Larry in Grand Forks.
I hear you, Larry. What's on your mind today?
Yes, I was calling about Mr. Mickey Mouse. I would like to say, you know, maybe you'd be more comfortable living down in Disneyland.
Maybe
than North Dakota.
Than in North Dakota?
Than in North Dakota. Maybe feel more comfortable there.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, I agree with you. If you're going to vote for Mickey Mouse, you might as well call Hillary Mickey Mouse.
I think that's exactly what a vote for Mickey Mouse would be doing, saying you're for Hillary Clinton running the show. Thank you, Larry. Leon, who's traveling, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Leon?
Hey, Scott. You know you're in God's country when you turn on the radio and the topics are bacon, energy, politics, and American muscle. You got to love that, right?
That's why we love living here, right?
Oh, God, yes. So on this whole Trump thing and the Mickey Mouse comment, I just want to put forward this. Why is it with conservatives we always have to settle for like a Pyrrhic victory? We can never have a victory. And then when we voice our concerns, We're lumped in with the GOP elitist, the Washington elitist. We're demonized. Why doesn't the Trump folks try to woo us by touting some more conservative values that Trump will bring to the table? Maybe talk about some VP picks that will bring us over. Why are we constantly demonized? Now, that being said, I will definitely vote for Donald Trump unless something earth-shattering happens. And the reason is simply this. There is a possibility of five Supreme Court nominations that could fall under the pen of Hillary Clinton. Let that sink in.
Let's take your premise of what you'd like to see happen, and that is saying, hey, Trump campaign, I wasn't with you, but my ears are open. Tell me what you might do that might attract me. How about Ted Cruz on the Supreme Court? I think that'd be one example of that, and I think there's more to come. I don't think we can write this off yet. Leon, thanks for the call.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas, NDSC Program Coordinator, sharing tips for safety at railroad crossings.
Our message is pretty simple. It's to always expect to train. About 16% of public crossings we have here in North Dakota have the active warning devices. Obviously, the active crossing has gates and lights, devices that warn a driver that a crossing is up ahead. The majority of the crossings we have here in North Dakota are passive crossings. So a passive crossing is a crossing with no active warning devices. So it might just have a crossbuck, which to a driver is the same thing as a yield sign. All drivers must yield to trains. It's really important that everybody, every time they cross the tracks, are expecting a train and are making sure that they are crossing safely every time.
For more safety tips or to request a free presentation, go to ndsc.org/Operation Lifesaver.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
There is an epidemic in North Dakota that killed 1,000 people last year. People we knew and loved. It cost North Dakota over $326 million for health care. It affects the young, the old, everyone. It's smoking-related disease, and it's a big problem. It's costing us all more every year. To find out more, visit breathend.com. Tobacco is still a problem. Brought to you by the North Dakota Center for Tobacco Prevention and Control Policy and your local public health unit.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add NewHarvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, we're live in Carrington, North Dakota today. Another of our top 10 towns now. That's right. We have added another top 10 town. How about that? So Carrington is part of the roster, and our thanks to Mike and the team at Central Steel Building and Construction.
This doesn't mean you're bumping a town out of your list, then, does it?
No, we just add two.
You know, like top ten. Okay.
We just add two.
Okay.
Central Steel Building and Construction, your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, GSI grain handling equipment. They also have the Shivers grain dryers. Livestock water. Welding supplies, variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. I'm looking at a Country Clipper mower. That's the mower they're talking about. It's a good one. So give us a call, 701-652-2886. Go online, grainstuff.com. Or how about this? Just come see us. Central Steel Building and Construction, Highway 200. East on Highway 200 off the main drag in Carrington. Also brought to you today by Dakota Growers Pasta, time-proven consistency, joining world-class customer service at Dakota Growers Pasta, your source for premium pasta. Arrowhead Prairie Wood Co-op, that's Arrowhead Prairie Co-op, the preferred supplier of agriculture products and services in the area that they serve. Arrowhead Prairie Co-op, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, Sutton, and Carrington, and Cobblestone Inn and Suites. Featuring a variety of amenities to fit your family's needs, discover Carrington, stay at the Cobblestone Inn and Suites. Bringing you our top 10 broadcast, along with the Central Steel Building and Construction, Carrington Chamber of Commerce, Convention and Visitors Bureau, Central City Auto Auction, and Central City Grain as well. We've heard from Forbes, South Dakota today. We've heard, well, that's actually a township, I think, in Forbes, in South Dakota, Forbes, North Dakota, which is down by the North Dakota-South Dakota border, and all places in between today on this question of unity in the Republican Party. To Leon's point, before the break, Leon called and said, hey, isn't it the responsibility of the Trump campaign to woo me? Why do I got to fall in line? Tell me why I should be with you. Well, I think that's going to happen. I mean, Reince Cruz has dropped out, and this needs to happen. I'd love to see it happen. I've said it a million times in a way of a team of rivals kind of way. Ted Cruz, you're going to do this. Chris Christie, you're going to do this. Let's dispatch Marco Rubio here. You know, bring them all aboard. Ben Carson, man alive. Ben Carson's the guy. I have an interview. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll find an interview that we did. Kevin Cramer and I actually did it as part of a talk radio town hall at the Republican Party convention with Ben Carson. He talks about his personal conversations with Donald Trump about making his decision to support him and what he found from Donald Trump that's very different than the Donald Trump any of us know from the newspaper or TV or the media. And talked about his faith walk and talked about how curious he was and how he's learning and taking that along. Ben Carson, wicked smart guy. And I would argue somebody pretty savvy when folks are looking for his endorsement on who he's going to pick. I don't dismiss that lightly. I really don't. Here's the question I have for anyone in the camp of I can't get there yet, not now, or I'm Trump now, and here's how I got there. But you know, if you were with some other candidate, some other way, didn't like Trump, but now are trying to determine what do I do? Love to hear a little bit about your thought process today. Or some of the folks we've heard from today said, no way, no how. I'm going to opt out. Opt out is unbelievable to me, but as somebody earlier said, if you're in that space, at least get to who I need to vote against, and that would be Hillary, but you obviously can't get there. All right, Dave and Beulah on the Cloverdale Flavor Hotline. What's up?
Hey, good morning. And I'd like to say hello to my buddy Don. But, you know, talking about not voting and actually casting a vote for the other party or whatever, what surprised me the other day is when I heard that both of the previous Bush presidents said that they will not vote for Donald Trump. I couldn't believe that they would say that.
I don't think that's what they said. I heard that they wouldn't go to the convention. They're opting out of the convention.
I thought I heard that they could be wrong,
but I sort of took that as I'm not going to go out there and be, you know, endorsing them or what. You know, that's another thing. There's really a difference between I endorse Dave from Beulah for governor of North Dakota. I just think Dave would be the best guy ever, and I'll do everything to make sure he gets elected. And in other words, that's one angle. And the other is to say, well, you know, if I get there and Dave's the best, I guess I'll pick Dave. You know, I see a little bit of a difference there.
Yeah, maybe that was the case, but I thought that that's what they said, but it could be that it, what you're saying, so, but anyway, okay, thank you.
I understand why George W. Bush would find himself not wanting to go stand next to Donald Trump and smile. I mean, when Donald Trump's saying that he lied, that George Bush lied about the war in Iraq and things that I believe not to be true that he said. I mean,
that makes sense what you're saying as far as there's a difference between endorsing him and actually voting for him. There is a difference there because that's about where I'm at with Trump is that, you know, yeah, he isn't my pick that I would have picked, but, you know, he's the better of the two, so.
Right. That's what, and I don't think that's un-American to get down there and say, who's the better of the two? I mean, here's the choices I face. Look, we have a process. And, yeah. You know, as I've said many times, I can point to at least three people that I was rah-rah for, hoping and jumping up and down for that didn't get there. Well, okay, at that point, everybody else has had their say, and, you know, my guys are gone, and the other guys left, and by golly, I actually see some things in Donald Trump I think could be great. I want to know more. I have a few questions on what I call the reality show TV answers, which, you know, are a little bit alarming, that need to be cleared up. But I see some promise that I think some things could be done. Look, how long have we been waiting for a politician to fix stuff, Dave? How long have we been waiting for somebody that told us, I am the greatest, I'm going to go there, we say, go get them, you got my vote, and what we want to happen doesn't happen. Now we sit here with down here $20 trillion in debt as a result of all that. Maybe is it time to try somebody who is an unconventional candidate, who doesn't do everything exactly right in the political world, but actually has some accomplishments professionally? It's kind of where I'm at. You know, I find myself thinking about the possibilities. If he is able to... If the Donald Trump Ben Carson describes is able to unleash the ingenuity that has been, you know, a force for him in the political world and media world, I guess, into politics, get some things done. But I know this. Hillary Clinton takes over, we don't get what we want at all. We're in big trouble. Donald Trump's a problem solver. He's not a politician. And we're all equipped to hear a politician say and do the right things rather than someone who solves problems. We got a lot of problems to solve. We got a lot of politicians that tried to solve them and haven't done squat.
When have we ever had a presidential election where anybody has said, gee, I wish we had a political insider in there? Hasn't the battle cry always been, get him out of there, we need the politicians out of there? And have we reversed course now?
Texter says, if I had to hold my nose to vote for Romney and McCain, then that gentleman could hold his nose and vote for Trump over Hillary.
Oh, there you go.
Interesting take. A, B, C, D of the presidential election for 2016. Anyone but Clinton and the Democrats. Another texter. More coming up on What's on Your Mind from Carrington.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com, and join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about his reality TV show moments. My only real question is, what does he stand for? Where does he stand? Have we heard anything that's worth anything or that we can hold him accountable for? So which ones are the reality TV show and which ones are somebody that we actually could use as a president for the United States of America? And you are right. Hillary would be worse. Thanks.
He's arguing with himself, I think. First of all, you know, what I call reality show moments would be like the, you know, we'll just print more money. I mean, we're not going to default. We just ultimately print more money, which, you know, I guess it's technically true to say that's how we do it, but it would obviously devalue the dollar and be a crisis and everything else. So I want to know more about that, but that's one of those sort of just off-the-cuff remarks. After he said some very smart things, I could play you the thing, but, I mean, he's making a solid argument, and then he says that, and you go, what? Where did that come from? Another one was John McCain when he said, you know, I prefer to call heroes people that actually weren't captured. So now he disses anybody that ever been captured as a prisoner of war. I mean, about drove off the road. Do you hear that? Right. I mean, that's just one of those comments. But again, that's sort of the undisciplined reality show guy, rather than somebody in a boardroom doing a business deal, or somebody that ultimately would act in my view very differently as president of the United States. Now, if I want to find things against the guy, I'm going to use those and say he's an idiot, and I wouldn't vote for him on a bet. But we have two choices right now. Anybody that goes to the ballot in November has two choices. One of two people will be president of the United States, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. So that's, you know, and I think it's smart to even do a little what.
I just heard a groan out of the Gary Johnson crowd. How much of a vote can he realistically get?
I understand. I mean, you know, and God bless him. As I say, anybody that doesn't vote for Trump but wants a conservative as president is undertaking a multi-year project. It's not going to happen in this election. It's not going to happen. Now, it may happen at some point, and it has to start sometime, some way. I don't disagree to keep these other two accountable. But my counsel, advice, opinion for anybody that cares, for folks that are not now in a Trump camp but want a conservative and want some sanity brought back to the federal government, is to, you know, ask the tough questions of the Trump camp and wait for what you need to hear to get there. But in the end, ask yourself, okay, it's A or B. And I know what I'm going to get from A. I maybe don't know enough of what I'm going to get from B, but it's a heck of a lot better than A. A is Trump. A is Hillary. B is Trump. And by the way, the meeting today between Paul Ryan and Donald Trump evidently did go a little bit down that distance. They called it they issued a joint statement, described their meeting as a positive step towards unifying the GOP. You know, let's follow that lead. let's just keep working on this as a process and asking who's going to be on your team. What are going to be the key issues? To that caller's point, though, that I haven't heard anything other than reality show moments, that's wrong. There's been substance here. He's highly criticized for his position on the wall, as an example. So, you know, that's one. His tax policy, Steve Moore loves it. And I love Steve Moore. So there's a lot there to like. What's your take? If you are having trouble coming to Trump or have come to Trump but reluctantly, talk about that path for us today at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Morrison Bismarck's going to do that in a moment on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline after we catch up with Mike Thompson from Central Steel Building and Construction. And a fun morning we've had at Central Steel Building and Construction. What are you most proud of about what you do day in and day out here? What do you want potential customers out there to know about the customers you do serve, what you do well for them?
Well, we have a lot of repeat customers and stuff. We like to take care of our customer and keep them satisfied, and we get a lot of repeat business from that. We also offer services on pre-inspections on dryers, especially Shivers, but even other dryers too. So we got a man that can take care of their needs before they have problems in the fall.
So that pre-check is just to, you know, give it the once over and
yep.
Save you some money in the middle of the heat of harvest.
Well, yeah, just any downtime in the middle of the harvest is costing them money, so we like to take care of those problems early.
Yeah, good idea. So those repeat customers, what do you think they'd say about you? Why do they keep coming back again and again? What do they like most about what you do for them?
Well, we're not always the cheapest in price, but we're always consistent and take care of them. I think they would say that that we enjoy doing business with them, and then we take care of them.
And you mentioned Shivers. That's the dryer that you're the number one seller of in the U.S., top dealer. And then the GSI, everything top to bottom in that line of grain handling, right?
Right, right.
They're the big name brands for you?
Yes. Yes, we handle other brands too, but we have the most purchasing power and so forth with those brands.
That's awesome. Appreciate you having us today. It's been fun being here again and learning a little bit more about what you're doing. We get the honor of talking about what you do day in and day out all year long. Central Steel Building and Construction and what's on your mind. Appreciate your sponsorship and love being here for the Top 10 Town. Anything else you want to tell folks?
Nothing comes to mind right now. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Absolutely. I've got my eye on that country clipper mower, you know.
Oh, yeah. With his recent rains, it's time to be using them.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a doozy. And they have a lot more of the welding equipment and gases, the mowers I mentioned, the Ritchie line 2 of livestock water equipment, as well as the grain handling equipment. Find them online at grainstuff.com, grainstuff.com, great website. Or you can stop and see them off Highway 200 here in Carrington, or give them a call as well, 701-652-2886. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate it. Morris in Bismarck, tell me what's on your mind. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hey, thank you for the opportunity to sound off this morning. I don't like Trump. He doesn't fool me. I know he's not a conservative. I know he's not a real Christian, if by their fruits you shall know them. I don't like the way he trashes people who disagree with him. What he did to Cruz is unconscionable. So then why am I going to vote for him in November if he's the party nominee? I'm going to vote for him because I feel that he loves America. He has a love for this country. He's not going to hurt business. He's not going to tear down our economy. He's not going to take an America last position. So he's got my vote.
You know, that's interesting. That's I'll boil down what I think I heard you say, Morris, to say not the perfect man, and some flaws that concern me. But
yeah.
I see traits that are a glimmer enough of hope for me to say he's got my vote. That's
for the last 8 years we've had a president, I believe, who does not really love America. It hurts to say that because I've always, since you're a little kid, I've always respected our presidents. But I just cannot respect this one. And I think that Trump loves America.
I do, too. I do, too. By the way, Ben Carson really informed me about that faith walk that he's on. And, you know, I think there's some things you could point to in the past, for all of us, honestly, where we could say, whoa, you don't look like much of a Christian there, right? So that's dangerous business to start saying they are or they are not, in my mind.
Yeah.
But I was really impressed with Ben Carson's description of Donald Trump's willingness to learn more. And this happens a lot. I think this is the same thing with Doug Burgum, honestly. You know, Doug Burgum, in a fit one time when I'm grilling him about, you know, where are you at on social issues, said, this question doesn't come up. 30 years of business, it doesn't come up. And I had to politely explain, well, guess what? You're in a different world now. It might not in the boardroom, but it is going to here, because I know people who call me every day want to know. They want to know where you're at on these issues. And you know, I think Wayne Stengel is a little uncomfortable talking about this as well. I think he's, they've both been sort of forced into this, Wayne sooner than Doug, because he's been in the political world sooner. But I think that's a good thing, right? I don't think that's a bad thing. I think you get an opportunity to understand how important that is to other people, and that's a benefit of being in the political world. So.
Yeah, I like Stengem, but when he was asked on your program, I think, about Burgum, what Burgum said about him and defending Obamacare, he danced all around it and never refuted the charge. And I think he's been at the public trough long enough. We have smart people in this state that can be governor.
Morris, nice talking to you. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Please call again. That's what we're here for, to give you a chance to, as you say, explain your thoughts on a particular issue, and I enjoyed hearing from you. Terry and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
I just think people are a little hasty in this. Doesn't the presumptive nominee, once he gets the delegate votes, he sets the party platform. What Trump stands for is going to be in that party platform. Then people can make up their mind. I think it goes in three phases. You have the primary competition with 16 other people. You have the party platform and the acceptance of the nomination. And then you have the general election. I think a lot of people are a little bit quick to pull the trigger before they actually know the process.
It's a very good point, and you're absolutely right. Now, I remember hearing something about Trump weighing in on something he thought ought to change in the platform, and I didn't like it. I didn't like it.
I didn't either, but do you think that he can actually get everything in that platform that he would like to?
Of course not. No, that's a process, too. And by the way, in my mind, Donald Trump could learn a lot from that platform.
Well, he's got a lot to learn, but, you know, we had a learn-as-you-go president, and look what that's got us now. But I think this guy's a lot smarter than people give him credit for.
Well said. I think that's a good point, too. And very, very good point on the fact that what he stands for is going to be determined largely by Republican Party faithful in that platform. Good point. All the way up to northern Minnesota. Frank, where are you calling from on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline?
Almost Canada.
How about that? Unbelievable. What's on your mind today?
Well, you were talking about the election. We got plan A or plan B. Well, my plan A would be Trump. Plan B would be Hillary. And if you think of the plan B pill, it's going to take 4 years to get rid of this if we made a mistake.
Yeah. All right.
So, you know, and that'll come down to how the kids figure. You know, you make a mistake, you get that plan B pill. Well, it's going to take 4 years out of our mistake this time. And for several years, we've had the liberal media picking the Republican candidate, and we haven't turned out very good. This year, the liberal media couldn't do nothing about Trump.
I can't bring myself to joke about the Plan B pill, but I do hear what you're trying to say there. It would be a mistake of devastating proportions for this country. Supreme Court is the issue. Ed in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. Hey, I got a little different subject to talk about. I'm a military man, a veteran, and that. And my question for the presidents would be, or the people running for president.
Hey, Ed, do me a favor. Ed, hang on one sec. Keep us in suspense because we have a break. Don't go anywhere. I want that question when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Vince from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too, isn't selling spas, but a better way of life.
It truly is, and we stopped selling hot tubs a couple years ago. It is every day made better because we know this. Every single time you get out better than you got in. You're really better physically. You're better emotionally. You're even better relationally with your family and, you know, with cell phones and everything these days. It's hard to get the kids to put that down. Well, guess what? They can't take it into a hot tub. So, and if nothing else, try not smiling in a hot tub. I will bet anybody $100 you can't do it.
And is it true they evaporate stress?
Physically, they do. That's just not a statement thrown out there to get somebody to buy a hot tub. If you ask the Mayo Clinic, they will tell you the number one cause of death on the planet today is physical stress. That's your, I'm going to get technical, that's your autonomic nervous system. So what happens is your body goes into fight or flight, your cells shut down, bad stuff is trapped in, and from there, bad stuff happens like illness, cancer, and everything. Well, here's what hot water does 20 minutes a day, and you need to know this. It brings your body back into its ideal state. Your cells open up, bad stuff out, good stuff in. We also know that in the body there's 60,000 miles of circulatory system, and 101 degree water improves that by 121%. There is not a drug on the planet that can do that for you.
Hurry in to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Watford City, North Dakota is where we'll be tomorrow. Looking forward to that on What's On Your Mind. Watford City, sort of where the top 10 town concept really started. We got out there and spent so much time there, started coming there fairly regularly and saying, you know, we got to go find other towns like this all throughout North Dakota. So it's fun. We enjoy it. And looking forward to it. Want to thank PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. In fact, put some fuel in the tank. PetroServe USA and hopped in the Ford Explorer that came from S&S Motors in Watford City, and now I'm doing the Highway 200 tour today. And looking forward to it. I'm actually going to take 200 all the way across today. I think that's the way we'll go. I'm looking forward to that. And I might just stop by S&S Motors, too, and take a little look around and see what they got going. SNSMotorsInc.com, the website, by the way. A great car buying service there. Truck buying service, really. They'll find you anything you need. But whatever you're looking for, a great deal. Check it out. All right, so let's see here. Ed in Bismarck was starting to tell us that he had a very important question. Ed?
Good morning. I got a little different question for our candidates, and I haven't heard anybody talk about this. Ever since Bill Clinton, President George Bush, and President Obama, none of them had been military people except President Bush. Spent a little time in the National Guard, but yet they're commander-in-chief, and every one of them has shown over a period of time that they've become micromanagers. They want to, you know, deal with every detail instead of turning our military actions over to the people who are experts, such as George Bush the First did with storming Norman Schwarzkopf. And we won that war in 30 days, you know, and now we're in wars that are stretching out 10 years because everybody and the politicians who are non-military people are micromanaging everything, and they don't know what they're doing. And I'd just like to find out, since none of our candidates are military people, what type of commander-in-chief they're going to be, a micromanager, or are they going to delegate the authority to the people that know how to do the job?
That's a good question, and one that we ought to hear, because, you know, I think the military would tell you, you know, what the shackles that have been put on them, the rules of engagement that have been put on them. We need some reform, no doubt about it. So it's a good question, all of which we should continue to ask. And by the way, we need to very soon here start getting you a easy process to get your questions in for Donald Trump, because we have offered to do that for the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, where he'll be speaking on the 26th, by the way, 11:30 today. More tickets go on sale. They sold all those yesterday. They have another batch going today, about 250. So if you want them, you got to go down to the Bismarck Event Center, but you can get them there. And we'll start working on that, because that's a good question. I'd appreciate it very much. The mayor of Carrington's in the house with us today in our top 10 town. Neil Fandrick is here. How are you, Neil?
Really good. How are you?
Fantastic. What do you want North Dakota to know about what's going on in Carrington?
Well, what's been going on in Carrington is we've done a 32-block water main replacement project in Carrington, along with all-new paving project in Carrington. So our streets are looking a lot better. Our water main services are a lot better. Street projects it's wound up. It's all done.
The infrastructure is in good shape.
The infrastructure is in really good shape now.
32 block has got to be a pretty extensive project.
It was.
Yep. Do you normally do that more like in a patchwork kind of way, fix it when it needs it?
Yes.
So this is unprecedented to do with that big, get her done.
Yep, and we had to kind of bite the bullet and do a bunch of it all in one shot here. So,
what do the citizens call you about, talk to you about when you're out and about?
Well, they talk to me about a lot of different things. One of the hot topics now is our school election for a new elementary school. It's coming actually in a vote here in June, and hear a lot of comments on that. Both good and both bad, but
it's a good sign, though, right?
Yeah,
it's a good sign. There's a at least from the school's perspective, a need for for expansion and new school and a chance to let voters have the say.
Yep. The old school is a 1923 building. There's no ADA, you know, requirements in it, and it's tough over there.
Sure.
And so they're looking at building a new one out there by the high school.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yep.
Things are hopping and popping. And
yep.
Would you characterize this as a vibrant community?
It is. It's slowly growing, and there are a lot of jobs here. We do have a Dakota Growers Pasta Company, one of the largest pasta plants in America, and I believe they have almost like 30 jobs available out there. So.
And last time I was here, I took a trip through there. Ed gave me a nice tour of the operation, and you know, his biggest worry was people. Was getting people staffed up, and those are good jobs.
Yep. We do have a housing development on our west end of the city started, and also next year they're starting one on the east side of the city, so we're going to see growth here in the next few years.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for having us. It's been a fun time to be in Carrington. Tell folks about what's happening, and meet a few of the folks here. Enjoyed it very much. Take care.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. All right, friends. Another show is in the books, unfortunately. Didn't get to everybody today. Kind of got behind those texts. Todd, your phone's probably smoking right now, by golly. But
yeah.
Tomorrow's another day, as we say. Thanks to the crew at Central Steel Building and Construction and all of our top 10 sponsors here in Carrington. Enjoyed it very much. Tomorrow, live from Watford City, door 204, downtown Watford City. New coffee shop there. God bless you.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.